We just celebrated the Yontif of Kabbalah Satara. Chazal tell us that Shavuos symbolizes our marriage to Hashem. The Gemara says famously, Kafa Alein Har Kegigis. Hashem suspended the mountain over our heads. That mountain was the Chuppah. Shavuos was the wedding between Klal Yisrael and the Torah. The Velt asks, when you enter a wedding hall, how can you tell who's the chassan? All the men are dressed in elegant suits and ties, beautiful hats or shtreimels. So how do you know who the chassan is? And the answer is, you have to wait until the wedding is over. And whoever takes home the kala, then you know that that person is the chassan. Similarly, on Shavuos, we were all inspired. We stayed up all night learning. We renewed our commitment to Torah. But who's the real chassan of Torah? Whoever takes home the Torah after Shavuos. The one who brings the Torah with him throughout the year, that person is the true chassan. And to illustrate the immense power of Torah, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. There was a Kol Yungamah from the Tri-State area who learned with tremendous asmada for many years, and he developed into an outstanding Talmid Chacham. His wife was devoted and selfless. She took care of everything at home, ensuring that her husband could learn undisturbed. One day, she was feeling unwell, and she went to the doctor. The doctor took a battery of tests. A few days later, her husband received an urgent call from the doctor. "I need you to come to my office immediately without your wife." When he arrived, the doctor delivered devastating news. He told the husband, "Your wife is terminally ill, Rahmanan Islam. The illness is in its final stages. It's inoperable. It's untreatable. And even if we tried to treat it, it would not save her life. She has at most 2 or 3 months left. Instead of enduring painful treatments, I suggest letting her live her last few months peacefully without intervention." And the husband was crushed. He came home and he shared the devastating news with his wife. Although they were shaken with the prognosis, the husband and wife were not about to give up. They sent the results to other doctors and other hospitals and other medical institutions. But they all responded, "No hope." Nobody wanted to engage in the losing proposition of treating her. Desperate, this younger man went to his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, and the two wept together for a long time. And then Rav Shmuel gave him a bracha, and he said, "Hashem will help." But the younger man pleaded again. He said, "Rebbe, my wife is not just my partner. It's in her chiz that I'm able to learn Torah. She carries every burden so that I can be free to learn. She tends to all of our family's needs with love and devotion. She doesn't need anything for herself. She never asks for anything, just so that I can immerse myself in Torah without worry." And Shmuel was quiet. He thought for a while. After a few minutes, he gets up and he says, "If this is the case, go home. You have nothing to worry about. Hashem will help and everything will turn out fine." A few weeks later, the husband gets a phone call from one of the hospitals where they have submitted his wife's records. And the doctor tells him, "We were just approved an experimental treatment. Never tried before and probably will never be used again. But I have to warn you, it's extremely risky and has a very low chance to succeed. And we will try it on 20 patients only. And your wife was selected as one of the 20. With nothing to lose, they decided to go ahead with it. They went to the hospital for the procedure. Out of the 20 patients, 18 passed away. Only 2 survived. And one of them was this younger man's wife. Her condition remained fragile for many weeks, but slowly she began to improve. After 3 months, she miraculously made a full recovery and remains healthy to this day." The younger man returned to the Rosh Yeshiva to tell him the great news. And Shmuel told him, "Let me tell you what I did after you left my house, after we spoke a few months ago. I locked my door and I opened up the Gemara that was on my desk. And I looked down and I see Abaye and Rava. I stared at their names and I said to them, 'From the time I was bar mitzvah, I've been learning your Torah. I never asked you for anything before, and I promise I will never ask you again. But today, I'm asking you for something. This younger man who is completely immersed in your Torah day and night for many years, only because of his wife. She carries the burden for him. His Torah is her zechis. She's not well. I beg you, please do what you can to save her life." What a story. This is the power of Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. As we head into the summer, may we all be zoicha to not only dance at the wedding, but to take the kala home with us, carrying the Torah into every part of our life. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.